Hey, and we're back here. It's the four-year anniversary of WWGH Radio, the special here on 107.1 FM. By the way, streaming live all over the world at WWGH107.1. What did I just say? I don't even know the website. Oh, my goodness. What in the world? Excuse me. Well, live radio, there you go. We'll edit this out later on. WWGH107.1.com or download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH. See, I was trying to talk long enough to get over the theme music here, and I lost track of my dots.
He's not introduced a record in a long time.
No, I haven't. And this is one of the things here, how we became a talk station, and we'll talk about that, how we became a talk station.
I want to say a big thank you to Marcia over at Domino's. Excuse me, over at Domino's. Marcia, we love you. The next time anybody's in need of a great, great bite of pizza, go over and see Marcia over at Domino's right across the street from the station.
Now, the voice we hear is Adam Lepp. Now, he does three programs here on the station.
Adam, tonight at 8, 7 Central. No, I'm just
Tuesday and Thursday, 9. Hey, Adam, talk. I'm done.
Hey, this is the program director, everyone.
Yeah, on Tuesday at approximately 13 minutes after 9 Eastern Daylight Time, be sure to listen to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, where we talk today's top and trendy technology topics, talk about Facebook and privacy. Who's using Facebook? Who's using Instagram? Who tweets? Which presidents tweet? Which presidents
newspaper?
Which it sounds like Tosh.0.
Who's the code? Which presidents use a rotary dial phone? I talk about keeping your computer safe from uninvited visitors at your home or your office. We talk about the latest in iPhones, in Apple, not the fruit, but the computer company.
Mm-hmm.
This week we talked about the way Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, is trying to better the world. We talked about how younger people aren't using Facebook quite as much, which is kind of interesting. Now, you and I, Scott, are not between 12 and 17, but it's...
Speak for yourself.
He's a regular Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't use Facebook quite as much. Well, I'm 5'11", Tim. I don't need a booster chair. He sits in his boot. Well,
everyone in Silicon Valley is pissed at you right now.
And I talked to my Welsh correspondent, Nick C.J., about that. He's about 6'2". So we kind of giggled about that. We don't need a booster chair, for goodness sakes. I mean, we're grown men. Just sit down in the chair. You don't need to make yourself a little bit taller.
Hey, now, listen.
On Tuesday, you have a show as well.
Yes, and the show is rather eclectic as we talk about politics and the world around us. And sometimes we make a lot of wisecracks. And occasionally we, let's say, may make fun, or we may say things that are not quite so... positive about President number 45. And I often have... Well, I heard Mary Ellen, you're not really a member of his fan club, so I thought that would be okay. Anywho, I often have our official WWGH presidentologist, Dr. Ron Feinman, from Boca Raton in Florida. We talk about politics, and we try to delineate what's going on in the world around us. He has written a very popular book about presidential assassinations. He is literally one of the world's most authoritative brains on... current events and history from the last 100 years or so. He can rattle off stats about presidents that you would be quite amazed of. He still teaches. He's in his early 70s, but I tell you, you think he was 35 or 40 with as sharp as he is.
I want to get on his show. He said a mouthful.
Right,
and now we're out of time.
Yeah, was the show over now? Are we done?
That was good, Adam.
And Adam, we must make mention here, Adam contains the website, contains the tune-in. Well, there are archives on our website dating back to 2016. You can listen to anything we've said on this station back to 2016 because of Adam. So we have to... And he does the obituaries. Ooh, yes, he does the obituaries every day.
Well, correct.
So your aunt dies?
I do work at my home studio.
Your aunt.
Yeah. I do work at my home studio. I do work here at the station. I do work remotely. The Pittsburgh trip was really once in a lifetime. And the Mr. Rogers movie, I believe, starts showing at a theater near you tomorrow. Please watch it, as it has a very personal meaning.
Rated R under 17, not admitted.
Yes, a very, very personal meaning to me. And, you know, Scott, I call him the interviewer to the stars. You know, Mary Ellen, you mentioned this, too. We're amazed by the kind of people that he gets on the station.
Yes.
You know, Bob Barker. Yes. You're Dr. Ruth Fisthammer. The real Dr. Ruth, not Adam imitating Dr. Ruth. Phil Donahue live in New York. Well, I do some celebrity impersonations. That's
Robert
one of them.
Blake.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't do. Yeah. I do Howard Cosell, but Terry does a really good Howard Cosell also. But Howard Cosell's grandson was on with Scott. He was really interesting. A personal favorite of mine, Bill Macy, a star of Maud. He was on Seinfeld. Great actor. I mean, the guy's in his 90s. He sounds as sharp as he did when he was on Maud. Shecky Green. You talk about a funny guy.
Jackie Mason, the list. Good old Jackie Gleason.
Rodney Dangerfield.
You talked to Babe Ruth's granddaughter, I believe.
No, daughter.
Daughter.
Yeah,
okay. You
talked
to the man who claims to be the son of Elvis Presley. We're not sure if he actually is. You spoke to another former treasurer. Of course, Mary Ellen's on a lot,
yes.
But I forgot her name. But she was really interesting. Madeline Albright you spoke to.
Madeline Albright, yeah.
And
I'm the son of Sammy Davis Jr.
Well, here we go. Well, there's one out of the bag.
Yeah.
But the quality of programming on this station, the best way is to go look at the website, take a look at Scott's celebrity interviews. You will be amazed as to who this guy gets on the station.
You're
and sometimes
lying.
And some of these people are here in person.
Don
Knotts' daughter stopped by at the studio. And you know, Don Knotts, you talk about someone that's a near idol to me.
Anytime you can get the lady who signs your currency,
yes,
you're a bad boy.
Well, that's all her. That's all her. She's
Mary.
Always been great all these years.
Stop by
Mary.
The station.
Mary.
Karen Knotts, Don Knotts' daughter.
Yes,
yeah.
And the former governor was here a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Governor Strickland. I think he had a lot of governors on.
Yes.
Never in the history had that ever happened.
But there's only one governor that I know you're going to have on, and probably never.
Who's that?
Governor Kasich.
No, if he said yes, I'd like him on.
The mayor stopped by a few weeks ago. Mayor Scott. And we had two.
Yes,
we had Scott S. talking to Scott S.
That.
That was probably kind of confusing. You're both Scott S.
It is true.
Ted.
Hey, I want to just say one more time. The best therapy that you can get is to live well and be the best that you can be. I got my friend David Jones. David, pick up the mic and introduce yourself. Give all kind of accolades to that man. And then let everybody know how you help people to live well.
Thank you, Ted. My name is David Jones. I was born and raised in Newark, Ohio. I've lived in Columbus for about 31 and a half years now. And what Ted's alluding to is I have a business. I've worked in health, fitness, and wellness for this past May 1st marked 30 years that I've worked in health, fitness, and wellness. And over 14 of those years was as a personal trainer. And I now have a business that's called Live in Balance. And it consists of two things that two of those trainers that I worked with, they each come up to me and said, I'm going to share something that I think you'll get really excited about. One of them shared something called MAT, it's muscle activation techniques. And the other shared information about a company called Niken. It's spelled Nikken, that's in Irvine, California. And the more I learned about these two things, the more excited I got. And I really do love learning about the human body. God's creation is so fascinating, the human body. And Live in Balance, I came up with that name because, as I was briefly sharing with Scott earlier today, if you ask people what's the two things they want most in life, the majority of them will tell you they want to have the healthiest body possible. Pardon my voice, I'm a little raspy. They want the healthiest body possible and the happiest and most successful life possible. And the key to both of those things is balance. So I show people how to get balance in your body and balance in your life.
That's fascinating.
Isn't that exciting?
It's a fascinating thing because I think
Mary Ellen's looking at him like, oh, really?
Well, you got to balance that brain because sometimes your brain gets clouded.
Yeah.
Many times.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank
isn't that
you.
Not
all
true, Sean?
That is true.
Brains get very cloudy.
It does.
And I think sometimes people need help clearing it up.
Yes. Yeah, I just want to let you know, excuse me, and I'm not interrupting you.
No, go ahead.
Sean. I'm going to walk over here to tell Marcia.
Oh, you're going to say hello to Marcia. All right, but you'll be back.
And I'll be right back.
Before the show's
back.
Over, all right. Ted Williams will be back here.
I want to go meet Marcia.
Go meet Marcia. All right. Well, now, Sean, we said we would tell people, so I'll let you tell the story since it happened to you. What happened at the Rainbow Room?
Well, I guess we just got there late at night.
In New York. About 8 o'clock.
About 8 o'clock at night. And I was dressed down. I didn't have a collar on. Collar shirt. And this lady says that runs, I guess, what do you call it?
We like wanted to go up to the rainbow.
We wanted to go up there. She goes, absolutely no. Yes. I mean, she was a little tiny woman. I could have just pushed her out of the way and went up there. You know?
I don't know about that. She looked like she was ready to go.
she was feisty, but yeah.
She said, but you did not wear a collar.
No, I did not. But the next day I did.
You did wear a collar, and we went up to the Rainbow Room and had a beverage, and it was an enjoyable time. But that whole trip was a unique occasion. We had amazing Preskin on. He came up to the hotel room. Jim Fowler. Phil Donahue, Pat Carroll, went to Cape Cod. That was enjoyable. Yeah. Ooh, what a beautiful place. Yeah.
Phil Donahue is the nicest person I ever met. I mean, he's just so...
Mr. Donahue.
He's very nice.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Linda, I wanted to come back to you because your program's been on since the beginning here. And what do you think is the... what do you hope to achieve every week here on the station?
I hope to achieve to put information and knowledge out there that will help stir up the public to be involved and get involved and just be a part of their community and what's going on. But, you know, I kind of get the sense that people are more divided now than they've been for a long time, because you have to be so careful now about what you say to a person or even your own opinion, and everybody's in an uproar about it.
Absolutely.
But I thought we lived in a country where there was freedom of speech, you know. I didn't always like, you know, from my birth, what other people liked or didn't like, but that was their privilege. That was their right. Yep. But now it's a big issue.
It is. Absolutely.
It's a big issue. So why are you so upset? Because I didn't vote like you voted, you know?
Yep.
And I don't really have to tell you how I voted. But if you want to know, it's public knowledge, right? So that's my intention, is to bring people together and give them upfront information as best as we can collect it, you know, and mostly I deal with people from our community. I do have a few people coming from Columbus, you know, authors and stuff like that. And I do a lot of spiritual shows, faith-based, and also try to bring people up to date on faith and what's going on in the world today, which is a great fall in the way.
It is. Well, it is. And, you know, it's interesting because this became a talk station by accident.
It did. Initially.
Well, initially we were always going to do talk. The majority of the day we hoped would be talk, but the rest of the day was going to be music. Mm-hmm. But we got things together a lot quicker than we thought we would, so we got on the air a lot faster than we thought we would, and you have to apply for a license to play certain music. So we had not done that yet, but thought, well, we're on the air, let's get on the air. So we started to repeat some of the programs at night, and that became very popular for people who worked during the day. There wasn't just one chance to hear those programs. They could hear them any time of the day. So we very quickly became a talk station, and over 4 years, we've added obituary reports 4 times a day, local news and weather every hour, all kinds of other things. And I think they just broke the crystal in the other room. We don't have that anymore. 4 years, it's gone. All the things are gone. But no, I mean, and it's we've been able to really get the news out. Today there was a power outage in Marion, and we were able to call up because we come on the air after 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So we were able to get that out to the local people.
The power outage, we had one at about 5 o'clock.
That was it?
Okay.
Yeah. That was it. It was a tractor trailer on on Greenwood that caused all that problem. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the ladies who's here tonight, Patty Worcester, treasurer of Marion Midget Football, coming up 36 years? 46. I forgot, 46 years. That's exactly right. Patty, how did you become involved with that program?
Well, I had a child that played midget football. And at that time, they just asked me to do it, and that's how I got involved.
36 years later.
46. I've been here 36
years. I knew there was 36. I knew.
But 46.
46 for the program.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Now, we have registrations coming up next week.
Yes, we do.
And they're running every hour here on the station. And it's been a great cooperation because we're able to run the midget football scores every fall.
You do, and you do a great job. I always listen for it. It's 10 minutes after the hour.
10 minutes after, that's exactly right. Patty, for people who've never been to a midget football game, tell them a little bit about it.
Well, what it is we start at 7-year-old and take to 12-year-old. We make sure that they're not a seventh grader because we like to work with the schools. It's just a wonderful program. They all will have a coach and a cheerleader advisor, and we put a lot of good things into this program.
Oh, it's a tremendous program. I've been invited for years to do the opening ceremony. It's always a thrill to be there. The mayor, the county commissioners come out. It's always we've had Ted Williams at the opening ceremony. It's been a good long run, and may it continue on forever.
That's how I look at it.
Yes, and Patty, thank you so much for coming tonight. Hope you've enjoyed the celebration.
I certainly have. It's been my pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Patty.
Absolutely.
Patty Worcester with Marion Midget Football, 36 years. And we're having a good time here celebrating 4 years of WWGH Radio, and we have 30 minutes left. Ted Williams will be back. Charlie Evers, we haven't heard from Charlie for a while.
He's right behind you, actually.
Is he coming?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Charlie, what are you doing?
I'm just horsing around.
I wondered.
You disappeared after the Leszewskis took off. We didn't see you.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the pizza and everything else.
Now, Charlie, your show started out here as more of a history show, but now it's the giveaway show.
A giveaway with history. Yeah.
Trivia.
Right.
Trivia. And it's picked up.
Yeah, here lately it's really picking up, and that's good. The more people that listen, the better.
Absolutely.
Now, we just figured this out today. This is Charlie's 50th year on air in Marion.
Yeah, it's been a while.
50.
What? 50. Before that, I was an engineer for 13 years.
13 years.
What do you credit your longevity to?
Needing money. To live on.
Well, but you love doing it.
Yeah, I had to, at one point, I had to feed 4 donkeys, 50 chickens, 4 goats.
Donkeys.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Well, yesterday he told the story of how he gave his donkey Geritol, and the donkey dropped over dead. See, that's why you have to listen.
He was down. Couldn't get him up. I gave him Geritol and mineral oil, and he got up on his feet and walked behind the barn and stood there for an hour. And that was it.
That was probably a Republican that gave you that concoction to give your dog.
See, where in the world are you going to hear a story about a donkey that the Geritol took out? What do you credit that death of that donkey to?
I wish I knew. He was 40-some years old.
Oh,
it might have been old age.
Old age.
What's the longevity for a donkey?
Well, some of them will live to be 50 years old. In contrast, a horse.
Yeah.
20-some years for a horse would be tremendous.
How do you know how old a donkey is?
You look at his teeth.
Oh, is that how you do
That's
it?
That's how you do it.
Now, did you take him to a dentist?
No, I had a Louis Wickersham, the auctioneer, who knew.
Louis,
I know, right? Yeah.
Evers, don't you realize how old that donkey is? I said, no. He's 43 years old.
And he lived another 3.
Yeah.
And then took that swig of Geritol and...
But that whole story... it's a long story about all my animals and how we had to feed them on a pittance of a salary. People gave me animals but never gave me feed.
You see, this is what happens. I was figuring this up today. You're on 3 times a week, Charlie, Wednesday and Thursday, 10 to noon, and Friday from 12 to 3. In the course of this station alone, you've been on over 3,000 hours.
Is that right?
And we record everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
3,000. And I have done about 6,000.
I thought I was tired. Now I am.
Yeah. Well, after 6,000 hours, all you've got to do, left to talk about is a donkey and if it's lived or died or that's all you're down to. But it's.
But there's been so many things that happened in my life over the years. You know, standing on top of the courthouse is one.
Yeah.
And that was probably one of the major things I did.
Wow.
And for never having climbed up on top of a building like that, that was quite something.
Well, that made it into your theme song through Paul Savage.
That's right.
On top of the courthouse. And it's always an that's what people always tell me when I listen to Charlie's show, because it's you're just an original, and your voice, there's something about it. It's hard to turn off.
Mm-hmm. Well, being an engineer for 13 years and then suddenly on the air, it was a real challenge.
Tremendous career.
I had listened all those years to other people talk, and that's how I got some of the things that I talk about.
Well, and the fact that one of the things here that's kind of interesting is we never have a format. Never. We just talk about what's going on. And sometimes you can tell that we don't have a format, but most of the time it's the unpredictability of what is to come.
Preparedness is boring.
It is. I don't like people who are prepared. Ted, you've spent a long time in radio.
Absolutely.
1978.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
You are 40 years year in radio. Charlie's 50. You're 40.
I love Charlie.
We got 90 years of radio in here.
Yeah.
That's a lot of radio.
Linda, Adam, and Terry, and Sean, and all the fine family members of, and of course, Mary Ellen, my money signer. I love that. This is what it's all about. Coming together, congratulating one another, inspiring one another, encouraging one another to continue. I mean, we've got, over 150 years in here of experience in radio combined.
And we do argue, and we do discuss things, and we don't always agree.
And that's what families
and
do.
But we have Christmas parties, too.
Our differences.
We do. I mean, nobody has... It's funny, because we do a week wrap-up show every Friday, and Charlie and I argue every Friday
that's
about
right.
something, but it's as soon as it's over, it's gone.
I got to ask Charlie, did they ever get that Cardinal situation
were the Cardinals.
Or left off, or where did they leave off then?
They didn't leave. They flew away.
So it's just
They had them all set, all 17 of them, and one day, everybody noticed they were gone. They flew away.
Oh, my goodness. And I thought they were like plastic or some kind of replica of a cardinal.
Yeah, it's only fiberglass flying.
Yeah, there you go.
Flying cardinal.
Were they eating...
Next on air disasters.
Were they eating something special that you had? Were they eating something at your place?
Yes.
I had
some molasses with the feed.
Yeah.
And that did it.
The cardinals took flight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're no longer here.
No.
Now, you know, 4 years is a long time.
Yes. No, I was just...
spontaneous.
We've got 25 minutes of spontaneity here before we wrap up. But there have been so many... you think 4 years, that's a whole high school career.
Yeah.
That's a whole college career.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that have happened here over that time.
Yes, there has. The moves that we had.
That's my favorite part, when we load the truck up and we were leaving the middle of the night. We just get out of town and go to another place.
Terry is telling me about championship wrestling.
Oh, is
coming
he?
Back. Oh. Terry!
We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah, well, before I leave, I do want to allude to that, because I want everybody to come on out and support wrestling here and championship wrestling. Right?
Well, there's a lot of good... you interviewed Bobo Brazil.
Man, talking about? Bobo Brazil, I thought he was going to smack me down.
He's an imposing gentleman.
I'm interested in knowing what Linda's show is all about.
Go ahead.
Linda, please, open the
please
platform.
Do.
Please enlighten me as well as some of your listeners.
Okay, Voice of a People. I am here to give a perspective on African American level.
Okay.
As best I can.
Okay.
Also, I love people, so I try to come from all different perspectives. I usually start my show out with a thought for today.
Okay.
If you want to be happy, think happy thoughts.
There you go.
And then sometime I exhort on it. It depends. I have a different one every show. But I'm here, like I was saying earlier, to introduce people to Marion, what's going on in Marion, trying to get people motivated to be a part of the community, know what's going on, and trying to bring people together.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yes, trying to bring people together.
How are we intertwined as African Americans in the, I don't want to say majority, but how do we interact well in the community as black and white come together?
I think in Marion we're fortunate, and we do correlate pretty well here, Marion. Okay. Our police department is pretty decent. Our mayor, you know, I can have him on my show, or even representatives from police department, sheriff department. It was like that when we first started, but haven't had them on much lately.
Well, I don't expect it to be in Alabama or in Georgia or anything. Right. But, I've had the pleasure of living it, and I don't know if you knew this or not, Scott, but I've had the pleasure of living here in Marion for about 3 or 4 months. My girlfriend, Kathy, her sister was her brother was married to a nurse, a registered nurse, mm-hmm. you know. And I believe your fair, the Marion State Fair or Marion City Fair.
County Fair.
I saw the interactions of blacks and whites, and it was fairly decent.
Yes,
you know?
It is pretty decent.
For many
here.
Of your, unlike Lima, or I'm not knocking Lima, but you know, I've been to some other areas, Zanesville and all, and I've seen the racial divide.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I was just curious because Bob Nunnally is from.
He's a native American. Marionite,
so yes. What it was like for him to grow up in Marion as, you know, being a black broadcaster. And
pretty decent. I mean, we really didn't have that much problems here. Yeah.
Oh, satirical. Okay. With Bob. Did you? Yeah.
Didn't have that problem here, Marion, really.
His father worked at the post office with my husband.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So Bob Nunnally has a big history here.
A connection.
And we tried to get him at the popcorn festival or something. We called him out. Bob, if you're any kind of loyal resident, come to our location right here. We got no response. Yeah.
No response. Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that I remember the best in the 4 years of this station is we were on the air just about a year, mm-hmm. and we found out that the president from this city, for which this station is named for, Warren G. Harding, had a child, and the first interview, he has a live grandchild now, which we did not know, and we now know. His grandson did the first interview here, I guess, is where I'm going with this. Jim Blessing did the first interview on this station, and I remember when he came on, and that being a big deal, because for 80 years, we thought Harding had no offspring, and we found out that he was busy in his day. He was very, very busy.
Tell us where Kerry Phillips is.
I'm shooting back to Linda for one more thing.
Go ahead.
Are you getting any good response? I mean, not necessarily good or bad responses, but are you getting any great response from the African community listening to the program?
Yes, I do.
Well, all right.
Yes, I do.
I'm gonna. When are you on?
I'm on Mondays from 4:15 until 5 p.m. and Tuesdays, 4:15 to 5 p.m.
Okay, Monday and Tuesday.
And this is another important thing, and it just happened this way. There was no contrived nature, but at this station from day one, and this is sad to say, but this is the only radio station in Marion that has women's voices on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the only one.
That's good.
Yeah, so, you know, there you go. Yeah. Linda's had a show from day one, and Marge Hazelwood, who's not here tonight, is on. And well, everybody has something to say, and that was the point of this station. We haven't turned down. We've had them all on. We've had, Rich Court. Whoever is the next governor, they will have been on the station at one point.
Yeah.
And we've had, Governor Gilligan on.
Dorothy Palando.
I remember that.
The skipper too.
She'll never come back. She'll never sit foot. That was an ugly day with Dorothy Palando. I'm sure she's a lovely woman, but it was not a lovely day.
I have a question for
you. Go right ahead.
Adam, are people who fix computers, are into computers, software, all the great things that the internet offers and all, are people like yourself thought of as geeks or nerds? No,
it's actually a compliment. I'm a geek, but I'm a little different than a lot of geeks because many are like, and I'm not like, I never liked Star Trek. A lot of my friends when I grew up did, but it's never really been an interest of mine. I've always liked 70s and 80s music because my radio background is more in music, but I've always just been naturally good with computers, and I kind of fell into it. Like, I fell back into radio about 8 years ago.
You're okay about geek?
Geek is a compliment to me. Geek means smart. It means someone who's smart, who understands
Fridays on Fox.
That your brain is an important organ, and that is something that you use to better the world. That doesn't insult me one bit. I consider it.
You know, David says that same thing about brains. It's the one thing that God... David!
Yeah, that's a compliment, Ted. I think it is.
Yes. Brains are very, David, very important.
What is your adage about brains that God gave us, the one most... he has a great presentation.
What is it you're alluding to?
No, I was alluding to, like, when you say the one thing that God has given us is brain.
Yeah. it's considered even, and that's not just my opinion, all the great wise men and philosophers and neuroscientists and people that research it going back centuries, they say that it's the greatest gift God gave us because it's the one thing he gave us complete control over. And every day we wake up, we get to, you know, like...
Address the brain.
Exactly. Like what Linda was alluding to in her show. We have opinions and thoughts. And every day we wake up, we get to choose whether we're going to take on that day with a positive attitude or whether we're going to take it on with a negative attitude and complain about our circumstances and blame everybody.
And we don't use our brains to its full potential.
Can't.
And one other thing I've shared with Ted that he likes that,
yes.
And a lot of people need to heed this a lot more in society, and I believe everybody in this room will agree, God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason.
There you go.
You're in the fitness. A brain needs to be exercised like any other body part.
Yes.
And GPS and spell check and that stuff can be helpful, but we don't want to rely upon it. Learn
that's
to read
right,
a map.
Adam,
you'd be amazed.
Right.
You'd be amazed how brain stimulating it is reading maps. I read a map no matter where I'm going, even if I know where the destination is. And I've just been fascinated by maps since I was literally 3 or 4 years old. And my dad had that influence on me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seeing it increasing as our society relies more and more on a computer to tell us what to do. Goodness sakes, folks. We are the species with the most powerful brain. Use it. Exercise it. Exercise every part of your body, your brain, your arms, your back, your legs. You will, like I do, feel like you're half your actual age.
That's so true.
Really does work wonders.
Oh, Adam. Oh, yeah.
Now,
Jeopardy. Look where it
got
now, Richard
We've got 16 minutes left, and this is what I want to mention to the people out there. We are going to take a group picture because it is radio, so we'll take a group picture with the cake here in 16 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we going to sing Happy Birthday?
We're going to sing at the end, yes. 15 minutes, Ted. We're going to have a good time here.
Happy Birthday.
It's going to be a big celebration, but I think what is also important and fun is that there have been times where things didn't go so well. We've had those moments too on this station too. And I know your favorite, Charlie, was with our congressman, Jim Jordan. You remember when he was on?
I can imagine.
You like Jim, Mary Ellen, right? Charlie, you remember... Yes. Tell what the congressman had to say here one day.
Well, he was talking about things. He said, you don't go to an insurance company when your house is on fire and say, I'd like to insure my house for fire.
It was the Obamacare repeal, and we had him on the air, and he said, well, you shouldn't be able to go buy fire insurance when your house is on fire. And I tried to think about that, Sean, and it ruminated in my brain for days. But that was one of those moments. And then there was that Pittsburgh trip.
Which I couldn't make it.
Well, I'm going to bring up the part that is the faithful part of that Pittsburgh trip. Now, day number 2 at the Pittsburgh trip, we were at the ceremony for the unveiling of the Mr. Rogers stamp. That's why we were there. And Sean was back here running the board. Adam and Terry and I were in... you know where this is going, Charlie. Yeah.
Charlie, yes. Charlie, he's going to let me put this down.
No, this is good. This is one of my favorite moments of four. So I'm there in Pittsburgh, and we're in the WQED studios where public television and radio started. And I call Sean that morning, and I say, are we connected? And he says, yes, I hear you coming through. Oh, everything's so great. And the ceremony goes down, and we started at noon, and I did a show that, I tell you, it would have won an Associated Press Award, an Emmy Award, and he never turned it on here in the studio. But the show I was doing there in Pittsburgh, it was an amazing show, Mary Ellen. It was a good show.
Folks, before we let Charlie explain. Charlie, was I not trying to check in with...
explain this, Charlie?
Yeah, he was on the ball. But I opened up the controls and there was nothing there.
Nothing there.
Nothing there at all.
No, and we thought that was a tremendous experience.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened. It sounded horrible when you guys was coming through. But
that's because we had the mics laying on the floor during that particular period. Now, only if somebody would have turned it on.
You didn't know, right?
Yeah.
But how many times do those things happen, Linda? You go to the phones and you can't get the phone to work and you can't get the person to come in or the guest who's supposed to call in doesn't call in. But I have to say, as far as politicians go, Charlie, boy, they've all been here at one point or another.
That's right. Yeah. You name the politician, he's probably been here.
He's been, and that's only...
Hillary's never been here.
No, I wish she'd come.
Yeah, she was in town, but she heard about my comments and wouldn't come near.
But there's a lot of hair salons nearby, Charlie.
Hair thing.
Yeah, but there's a lot of hair salons nearby, so she could have just had her hair done.
Why do people dislike Hillary Clinton? She's a first lady. She's a secretary of state. You know, she's, as far as I can tell, a nice enough lady. Mary Ellen, you met her.
Yes, I've been with her many times, and I never could understand why people didn't like her because she was such a nice person. You know, it's sad when you think of all the trouble that has been occurring, and they're still talking about it, and I just hate to hear all of that brought back up again.
The poor lady, but she's in, you know, she's a grandmother now, and she's got her daughter, and obviously the child was raised very well, and, you know, there's been no other first lady who certainly has done what she's done.
Well, that's true.
And with the 100-year anniversary, it's coming up soon, right?
Yes, 100 years since Harding was inaugurated president, and also 100 years for women. That women had the right to vote.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
Coming up next year, women's right to
vote. So I have a feeling.
Is that when they get?
2000.
I have a feeling she's going to run again.
Oh no, she won't run again.
You don't think she'll run again?
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Not after that last run. Oh no.
Really? I think she'll be out.
Wasn't that the Russians?
I think she'll be out. I think she'll be out. Out and about.
Wasn't that the Russians' problem though?
Yeah,
the Russians.
Pretty much. The Russians.
We have a lot of Russians involved in that.
That's what the shout out was about, right?
Yeah.
I don't know the Russian. Ted, what do you think the Russians' positions were in the last election?
All for Trump at that point.
Yeah, right. You know, Putin had a push.
Putin just, yeah.
All right, so we'll go around. Now, Sean, what was your favorite memory again for people who just are tuning in to this four-year anniversary?
What's the horns called again, Charlie? The Alpine horn?
Cheese with Music.
Cheese with Music. Yeah. That was your favorite moment in the 4 years of the station, huh?
I mean, not all the guys. I like the trips, you know, too, but I'm saying, far as inside the studio,
that was a fun event.
Yeah,
Ted, you've been here
my
several times.
My favorite moment I can recall it is when you played back the gentleman who does the VO work for Law and Order,
Steve Zernkilton.
And when you played that back, and he had wished me well and told me that I have a bright future or whatever, that was probably the grandest moment of all.
That was a good day.
Yes,
that was a good day. Adam, what's your favorite moment?
Certainly Pittsburgh. There have been so many. Is my mic on? Sure. No, as I said, when I was a kid, many times I felt like Mr. Rogers was my only friend, and the values that he's taught me that reign true to this day. We need more Mr. Rogers, less Kardashians, less spell check.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
The Kardashian just got somebody pardoned today,
yes,
did she not? Hey, I wouldn't make fun of Kim Kardashian.
Even some of the
some
brief moments, like a photo with Handyman Negri, an autograph from Mrs. Rogers, and she wasn't there that long, but you know me, I got what I wanted.
Kim's father's still saying, OJ, why didn't you tell me?
And even Franco Harris made an appearance there. You never
Oh, Anthony Bailey, he's been on the station a couple times.
Really?
He was fat. Yeah, he was a fascinating guy. Remember when F. Lee was on, Charlie?
Yes.
Yes, he talked about OJ and Sam Shepard. Doug Llewellyn, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good people on the station.
Bob Barker and Charlotte Ray had to catch her train.
Yeah, Bob Barker.
Bob Barker's been on,
yeah. Do you think Charlotte Ray...
Do you like Bob Barker?
I love Bob.
I wish I'd have known this.
Scott, do you think... Should
have
asked about his sex scandal.
Right.
Yeah, wasn't
that... I did.
What did you say?
You didn't let Adam finish.
It was what it was, I guess.
Oh, Scott,
did Adam have something to say?
Yeah. Do you think?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize.
Do you think Charlotte?
Pardon me.
Try it again here. Do you think Charlotte Ray missed her train because of the interview? Remember, she had to catch her train and she had to finish the interview. Remember that?
I do remember. I don't know.
Do you think she missed her train?
I don't know. It has kept me up at night, though. I've been thinking about that ever since she had to catch that train.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Was she in a wedding?
Who?
Charlotte Ray. You said she had to catch a train.
Well, she had to catch her train during the interview, and she had to go.
Did she?
Yeah, well, that's what she said.
I thought she had to go work out.
No, she had to catch
the
a train.
She had other things
to do. On that the
we don't even know what
exists
were doing.
Beyond our own comprehension.
But I'll tell you, wouldn't someone with as much money as Charlotte Ray have like a limousine?
But Bob need to take Barker a train? Did talk about the women.
Did he?
Parsons? Was that her name? Diane Parsons?
Pennington.
And that there was some hanky-panky there, he said. But you know, nothing illegal about it. But
Dr. Ruth wouldn't talk about politics. Remember, she said, next question,
no,
Scott.
She knew President Trump, and she wouldn't talk about it, Dr. Ruth.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I heard her.
Oh, you heard that? Was a very hard interview to do.
I bet it was.
Because I'm trying to figure out what you can talk about and what you can't. And this little German woman was talking about things.
Yes.
Holy Moses.
Should ask her about Schwarzenegger.
I didn't know anything about any of that till I started listening to her.
What?
I don't know. It was Dr. Ruth was something else. That's all I got.
Oh, little yes.
She escaped the Holocaust.
Yes. Well, oh, yeah. You know, she was truly fascinating, though.
I found her fascinating. Yeah. She had a very distinct voice.
Yes.
And when she would say those words that this little German woman would say, I don't know. Yeah, Ed Asner's been good. There have been a lot of good people who've been on. Shecky Green, who comes on a lot, and is very funny.
I'm very good friends with him now.
Shecky Green?
Yes. I set up all the interviews.
Yes.
You remember the incident? Now, who was the lady?
You announced your presidency on this stage, and we should not forget that. Yes.
Right.
Hit the Associated Press. Yeah, made a lot of noise. Oh, man.
But who was the lady? Who was the actress that we had here, and you guys? And somehow she got snubbed by saying that some other actress was not quite as famous, and she was pissed about it. Was it Kay Ballard that somebody said was not as, you know, she's lost her luster of acting and all?
No. This person had lost her
reign as actress. She was a very fine actress and all, and then somebody made a comment as if, you know, she's a has-been.
Yes, there was a...
Like she shouldn't be in the limelight anymore because she's had her day in fame.
Yeah.
She took it really, really hard.
Yeah, she was unhappy. That was Charlotte Ray, a matter of fact. The woman from Dynasty.
Joan Collins said that Kay Ballard had her day.
You know, there's been a lot of people who've come on here and said some very
interesting stuff.
Interesting things. Well, the lieutenant governor was on this year and said she would not support Attorney General DeWine.
And to show you how much Scott Spears, everybody, does his homework and digs up all things, he does it. He brought up the incident in which Vicki Lawrence went on television and told everybody what a goofy idea it was to ever put me in any limelight. She said that my signal sent out one thing, that you don't have to be educated, just smoke crack and go by the roadside and have a gift, and you'll be famous in 30 seconds.
Wow.
Basically.
That was a moment I remember when I asked you about
Lawrence.
That. Yeah, Vicki Lawrence.
And I love Mama's. Well,
yeah,
Mama's
family.
Yeah.
Mama's
yeah.
And we remember that moment very... there have been so many... almost every... In going to the fair, the trips to the fair are always fascinating. And
I'm
seeing all the kids.
To the popcorn festival.
Oh, the popcorn festival. All the fun we've had there.
David, you're going to bring me to the popcorn festival.
You got to come to the popcorn. We're known for our popcorn.
Yeah,
and give David one quick moment to
yes, go ahead.
Give us his website.
Yes.
Or your email, if they're interested in one of your sessions.
Yeah, if any of you, if what I shared about getting balance in your body and balance in your life, if it caught your attention, you can email me at djones, D-J-O-N-E-S, the number 4, and then the word health, H-E-A-L-T-H, at AOL.com. Or go to my website. It's www.nikenn.com/live-in-balance, all one word.
Very nice. Thank you, David. And that'll be interesting. Okay. Now, Sean, you haven't said much. You've been here since day one.
We love Sean.
Well, of course. I now, have there been any actresses you thought were past their day?
Phyllis Diller is one of them. I mean, she
no, we love Phyllis Diller.
No.
We love Charlie. Charlie can recite that whole Diller program at this point, can't you?
That's for sure.
No, I love Phyllis Diller, but she says she was done. I mean, she didn't want to do her job anymore. So
Phyllis? Oh, stand-up comedy. Yeah. Yeah, she did not want to do her work anymore.
That's why I was going with that. But
we
all love it. I mean, she repeats on the show every day.
Every day you hear her laughing on this station at some particular.
Yeah,
U Downs came on a lot. I remember U Downs. Yeah, he. It's like listening to a record.
We have about 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Well, you know, we certainly need to thank the people who supported this program tonight, the LNP Cake Shop, because we are going to take a picture here with the cake momentarily. And we want to thank Domino's for all that they did in our final 2 minutes here.
Yeah,
and
so I want to do this because we're looking forward to a great time and many of the events that are up and coming.
We're going to go wrong. And here we go. Wrestling fans, and if you love the legends. Now, listen, wrestling fans. I am Marion's own Michael Buffer, and I'm looking forward to being right here in Marion. So all you wrestling fans, if you love legends, we have all the legends, even our own version of the Michael Buffer, and that's me, okay? I want you all to know that Classic Championship Wrestling will make it cool to be old school. It does make it cool to be old school, and I love classic legends, whether it's boxing, wrestling, or any other sport. So come on out, support our wrestling. Come on over here and give me a little helping hand.
All right. Classic Championship Wrestling. We make it cool to be old school.
We make it cool to be old school. Yeah, we're going to have you here, and I'm sure you're going to help have me back here.
Yes, yes.
Charlie, happy birthday to you. Adam and Linda and Mary Ellen and Sean, all of y'all, happy 4th anniversary blessing. Can we sing happy
birthday? Before we go, I do want to do this because okay. Because, you know, it really is. One of the things that has been fun about this station is, and Charlie can concur with this, you work at a lot of radio stations sometimes, and we've all worked at different places,
yeah,
where people are not very friendly. You don't socialize.
Yeah,
all the doors are shut, yeah, and you really don't talk to each other. But this station has been completely different from day one. We do talk during the breaks. We do get together. When we lost Paul Savage, we did in and together for that, and everybody came in.
Yes.
And people, we do have a great fun at the Christmas party every year and get together and sing Christmas carols. It's been absolutely fun. And I was watching an episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show the other night, and I thought, you know, that reminds me of this group, because this group would not have come together for any other reason except for this. But what a fun group it has been and will continue to be. And from day one, Sean has been here providing great programming and doing wonderful things
behind the stations and getting
the station on the air every day. And Linda providing tremendous programming from a religious, multiracial and women's perspective since day one, and we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Adam, that we would not have a website if it was not for Adam and the obituary reports, which, by the way, we do not charge for like other publications.
Oh.
Obituary is absolutely free, and he keeps those updated in the archives on the website. And Terry, he picked up the cake today. Anytime there is a jam or anything that is in need, Terry is the one to go there. He gets it done. And Glenna and Paul had 3 years and 1 month on this station that were absolutely wonderful. Patty Worcester with Marion Midget Football has helped with this station and to do things above and beyond. Mary Ellen has called anytime I've asked her to come on.
That's
and we
right.
had a
She's
tremendous
always
amount
there.
Of fun.
Yes.
I always thank you, Mary Ellen, for coming in.
I loved every minute of it.
And I continue to love it with this governor's race coming up.
I
and Charlie.
Mary Ellen's hair.
Well, and Ted, who comes and does things and always adds to the programs and the spontaneity and the fun. And he truly is a classic radio host.
Absolutely.
Nobody better than Ted Williams.
I love you too.
And Charlie Evers, who came to this station with 46 years of radio in this town, and there was nobody more popular than Charlie Evers. And I always say it, if there was no Charlie Evers, I don't think there'd be us, because people are still listening to Charlie.
That's right.
Pioneer.
He
is the best. Absolutely. And we always, I always laugh with Charlie. That's what I tell people. Whether it's a discussion or his show, we laugh.
Yeah.
We laugh a lot. I'll say, sometimes I'll be in the car listening, and you'll say something, and I'll just laugh.
That's the key to the whole thing.
We have fun.
Yes.
It is history. It is history, man.
Yeah. Adam, you have a question before we wrap it up?
Did the bakery refuse to bake a cake because we were a radio station? was that a problem, or did they just
wait? No, they didn't wait on us.
I wasn't sure if that was ever an issue here. You know.
No.
They didn't like radio stations or something. They wouldn't bake a cake.
All right, it's happy birthday time.
Marion, a quick reminder. The Wings and Wheels Fly-In. The Cruise-In is happening September 15th and 16th
at the Marion Municipal Airport.
All right. Happy birthday. Yeah, Sean, you got something to say?
Before,
please do.
Before we get started, we have to thank Scott. I mean, Scott keeps everything going.
Scott Spears! I'm scared, that's right.
You didn't thank yourself, so, you know, you keep everything going.
Absolutely.
Scott, you the man. I would have never had my first kickoff without you, Scott.
Scott is the best.
That's from Mary Ellen. She sounds like our princess.
I'll take this for a resume somewhere. All right, let's
here we go.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, WWGH. Happy birthday to you.
And to all a good night.